Well, blues is about keeping on, keeping on, no matter what life throws at you. It's like, we can do this. Mm-hmm. We can get through it. Come on, let's go now. Yeah, so it's good for you.
Blues legend Charlie Musselwhite has been keeping on since 1966. But 44 years later, Charlie's new album, The Well, is something new for him. It's the most autobiographical work he's ever done. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Charlie Musselwhite grew up in Mississippi and Memphis and first found success as a blues harmonica player in Chicago in the 60s. Since then, Charlie's been best known for his harp skills and for his faithfulness to the blues. Even though he's experimented with Latin, Americana, and soul sounds, Charlie has always returned to the music he's described as the only kind he's ever known. And on past albums, he almost always pays tribute to his fellow bluesmen with a cover or two. But Charlie Musselwhite's new record, The Well, is a little different. On 13 original songs, Charlie tells the story of his own life, ups, downs, and all, and shared with FUV's Darren DeVivo the inspiration for the album's title song.
You might know I had a long drinking career. Eventually had a moment of clarity and decided I had to give this stuff up because it wasn't working out. So I kept cutting down until finally the last hurdle was to getting on stage sober. I'd never been on a stage sober. This was the last hurdle. So I'm on my way to work. I'm driving. I'm listening to the news. And there's this little girl named Jessica McClure has fell into a well in Texas. And she's like, I don't know, a year old or something, a little baby. And she's down there in the bottom of this well in the dark with a broken arm. And she's being so brave, she's singing nursery rhymes to herself. And boy, my situation seemed like a hill of beans compared to hers. And I thought, why can't I just go to work and get on stage and do what I know perfectly well how to do? I really wanted her to survive that ordeal. And as a prayer for her, I said, that's it. I ain't going to drink till they get her out of that well. And it took them about 3 days. And by then, I was out of the well, too. I don't know if I told you the story about a little girl. She fell way, way down in a deep old Texas well. I was on my way to work when I heard it on the news. It took my attention from a night of getting real loose. I'd been drinking really heavy for many long years, and I was trapped in my well of trouble, worry, and fear. This little girl, she was being so very brave, and I was drinking my way to an early grave.
Talk about the early days. Who were some of your inspirations as a harmonica player, some of the influences for you?
Well, first in Memphis was Will Shade. He played guitar and harmonica, and he also taught Walter Horton, who later became pretty famous.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there were some other guys around Memphis, like a guy named Willie B. He played a harp on the rack with guitar. And a guy named Johnny Moment. And another guy named Clydell Smith. They were friends of mine. And we used to just sit around and tip a few and play some blues. Just having fun. You know, I didn't know I was preparing myself for a career. I was just having fun. If I'd known I was preparing myself, I would have been paying way more attention. Well, blues overtook me when I was a little child. Now the world is my home, mile after mile. Now, people, let me tell you, where Highway 61 runs, it runs from my back door to the setting sun.
Live music from Charlie Musselwhite. That's Where Highway 61 Runs and the title track from the new album, The Well. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. You can hear the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.